Pages and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me. The words she
gives me, they're all empty. On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I said welcome back, but it's welcome for your first time this morning, because we're just getting started.
That's true.
Folks,
but we're
just getting warmed up
every week, so kind of welcome back a little bit. I'm Megan.
I'm Dean.
It's folks, Tuesday.
Welcome back to Tuesday. We just heard Casadera by the Fruit Bats.
Top-tier band, honestly.
Top-tier band, top-tier record.
Yeah.
Folks, 2019, 5 years old now, this record. How crazy is that?
When I first heard Fruit Bats, I was convinced it was a new Foster the People album that I had not heard because their voices sound so similar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, guys. It's a whole different band.
It's a
whole different
better guy.
Just two American men.
That's right.
Wow.
Speaking of fruit, candy, Halloween, folks, we're not doing a Halloween show this year.
Oh, no.
Because
Halloween falls on the dumbest day ever, which is Thursday.
It's Thursday. We could do, a couple days before,
I actually feel like Thursday is probably the most tragic day, more so than Wednesday. Because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's very obvious that you celebrate the Halloween on the weekend before. Clearly. Because, you know, you're getting ready, you're gearing up for spooky time, etc. But Thursday is really close to the following weekend, so we personally are
We're having our Halloween party
November 1st. But by November, kind of November 1st immediately mood over, you know? So I'm just hoping that everyone can power through and dress up on November 1st. But it really does feel like after Halloween, it's Christmas. So, yeah, this is my complaint. Don't let it be on a Thursday.
But here's my question. If say, you find yourself in the position you have to, we're going to a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But the trick-or-treaters are coming. I have to put out something for the trick-or-treaters, but I don't have candy.
Mm.
The take one bowl.
Almonds.
Almonds. I like almonds.
Just kill every child, you know? What else? What do you have that's loose that's in your house that you have a lot of at all time? Rice. One cup into each bag.
I like that. Rice is good.
Dry pasta.
You don't have candy, but you do have time to make a nice gumbo.
And
there's just a ladle.
Just a spoonful.
And it's everyone have one slurp.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Frozen peas.
Frozen
peas.
Few
peas each.
Yeah,
you know?
I like that. Just a box of cigarettes. Just a box of cartons.
When you were a kid, did you like the ones where they left it on their porch and said, be responsible? You know, take an appropriate amount. Did you like the act of ringing the doorbell?
No, I was much happier if I didn't have to interact with anybody.
Yeah, because being a kid is all about maximizing amount of candy in the square footage and hours that you have. So
square footage of hours?
No, and hours.
Oh, okay.
So you're just kind of running from place to place.
Yeah.
So actually, the worst ones were the ones where it was your parents' friends.
Because then you got
And you're my God, I'm missing out on candy. This is tragic.
And that's why in moments like those where you're a kid, you're I need to get as much candy as possible. Having one little slurp of pho that someone's left out, that's going to energize you. That's going to give you a little maybe get you a little warm on the cold night, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's actually kind of a smart idea.
Okay, you know the whole dink wad, no one's having children, everyone's just having dogs?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that we should do trick-or-treating just dogs where...
That's pretty bleak.
Yeah, you put your little dog in a costume, you go around and everyone gives each other little dog bones. That's so cute.
That sounds horrible.
You know, because people don't have kids anymore or whatever the conservatives say. So,
yeah.
Dog only Halloween. I'm going to start it.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. I'm into that. But anyway, folks, I'm also into... We've been playing a lot of Peach Pit because the new record just dropped. Record's called Magpie.
I love it.
It's a good record, folks. It's a fun one. This is the fourth track, I guess, we played from this record.
Yeah.
It's called Little Dive. Here we go.
Flies to the ship. Friday's head is a Just stand me. You can take it from the top of the letter.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Detour by La Security.
Good job.
Before that, we heard La 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 Y with their track Siren Zero.
I have a feeling La 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 and yes. Y are two different bands.
Okay, that was La 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 teaming up with Y.
Unless, I don't know, is it one band? That's an insane name.
Yeah, it's a strange name. And then at the top we heard Peach Pit with Little Dive.
Okay, so last little break I talked about Dog Halloween and how
Dinkwads.
Dean and I are Dinkwads.
That's right.
Which of course is double income, no kids with a dog.
Correct.
Not that our incomes are very large, but you know. So I was just Googling the term, and there's this June 2024 article from Forbes that talks about the rise in dinks, sinks, dinkwads, kippers, and more. So I'm going to try and get you to guess some of the acronyms. So just as a background, it says as of 2022, 43% of households in America were childless, an uptick of 7% from the prior decade. So, you know, this is getting important to know. Obviously, you need to know all
That's pretty dramatic.
Dink is...
Dink, dual double income.
Yeah.
No
dual,
kids.
Yeah, dual or double. Okay, sink.
Single income.
Of course. Okay, Sinbad.
Okay, single income, no...
It's no bed. No boyfriend slash assets slash dude. I like how they needed both boyfriend and dude in there. So I guess that's, you know, that's one about being a single woman.
Okay,
kipper.
A kipper. Kids in paid programs.
Nope.
Earn regularly.
Kids in parents' pockets eroding retirement savings.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but to be fair, we were to kippers. Us, it's not our
was
fault.
Was I a kipper when I was
bad.
Born?
Yeah, exactly. Two-year-olds, kippers.
Yeah.
Okay, podwogs.
A podwog. I don't know if we can be saying these words on the radio, honestly. What's a pogwog?
Parents of dinks without grandchildren.
Okay, in that this is like an economic term.
I feel like people are just
if you go to the Chicago school, like this is what they're discussing
yeah,
around
maybe.
The table.
Podlogs.
Yeah.
So can't wait for everyone to be either a dinkwad, a podlog, etc. A Sinbad.
Nice.
Very fun. And then there's the whole bit about impact on society, but I feel like the best impact is that we got all these acronyms. I think that's mm-hmm. positive.
You could all use, yeah, just explaining all of this to somebody, and then they say, "I'm an American. What are you talking about?
I don't have pronouns."
Yeah. That's right. Kids these days are IDing as pogwogs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anywho, so. Yeah, everyone keep not having kids, and then the acronym list will grow substantially, and it's going to get really specific. It's going to be like double income, no kids, like apartment on this street.
No kids, five cousins.
Yeah. anyway, what do we have up next?
Up next, we've got some Grateful Dead. I do have some bad news, unfortunately. One Phil Lesh, founding bassist of the Grateful Dead, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Like 3 days ago. So, you know, lots of great music under his belt, of course. But also, Lord, this guy had so many different kinds of cancer.
Oh, geez.
He had a liver transplant, then he had prostate cancer, and then he had bladder cancer. And that was all like a decade ago. And he's only bit it like 3 days ago. So
wow. So he's a trooper.
He was trucking along. He kept trucking, as the song goes. But not the song we're hearing this time. This time we're hearing Scarlet Begonias. Here is The Grateful Dead.
She was calling my eye. It could be an illusion.
Sky.
truth in the back of your hand, and I... Look into the open sky. Stars blink like my sister's eyes. Stars blink like my sister's eyes. Stars blink like a
we'll be right back.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard The Other Man by Sloan. Before that, we heard Gigi Perez with their brand spanker track Fable. And right at the top, we heard The Grateful Dead with Scarlet Begonias. Folks, we're planning, we're sort of flirting with the idea of visiting one Paris, France in the future. And so we're trying to, learn this sort of French language that mm-hmm. they have.
Mm-hmm. I've tried and failed to learn French many times.
Yeah.
It's because I am not dedicated or good at languages. But this is going to be the time I took it. You know, I dropped it after grade 9. Bad idea. If you're a high schooler or a middle schooler listening to this,
drop out of
don't
French.
Do that.
Yeah.
Take it the whole way through. What the heck?
No reason not to. You have to be in high school anyway. You may as well learn French.
Exactly. And then I took it in university. And did not retain any of it, unfortunately. And then I tried to do it on Duolingo, and that didn't work either. So now here I am with zero French knowledge.
Well, I do have good news in that Google Translate has recently added French Canadian French.
That's cool.
Into their services, so you can translate directly into Quebecois. And comparing the differences between French Canadian French and Continental French is stunning. This is going to be some good practice for you. So
oh,
you can
God.
Read it out for the class.
Everyone,
here.
Please brace so, yourselves.
The English phrase is: this weekend I'll be eating popcorn and listening to a podcast with my girlfriend. So why don't you read me what they would say
in France.
Paris?
Okay. Sorry, this is going to be so embarrassing. Ce weekend, je mangerai du popcorn et écouterai un podcast, just as podcast, avec ma copine.
Okay, lovely.
I'm so sorry.
That was
that
really,
was like
really good.
Really bad.
Would they say podcast or would they say podcast?
Yeah,
you know?
I no comment.
Popcorn.
I have no idea.
And then this is the French Canadian version of that same sentence.
Okay, c'est fin de semaine. Je veux manger du mets soufflé et écouter une balado avec ma blonde.
Very good.
So I like that blonde is apparently
blonde
Quebecois
is girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
also, this could be like a doctored image, and we don't know anything about French. So
no, this is correct.
Do we think, like, those are really different, though, so this
mets
is what's throwing
souffle.
Me off.
But, like, mets souffle, like, that's corn, like, that's puffed up. It,
yeah.
It's puffed corn. Like, they're, like, folks, we hate to give the Quebecois an inch, and we hate to give them
okay.
any sort of admiration or dub.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, as someone with sort of fascistic tendencies towards grammar, I appreciate the fact that they're not just borrowing English words.
Mm.
Like in Paris, they're saying podcast and popcorn and weekend.
Yeah, but that, like, we use a lot of French words in our
this is true.
Alphabet language. I have heard, though, like, I feel like I've talked to people from France and from Quebec before, and they say when they talk to each other, they just, like, speak in English because their Frenches are so different that it's, like, impossible to communicate in French.
That's
so
incredible.
This kind of confirms it because
yeah.
like the two translations are like so different, but I don't know, people can say anything on the internet. That could be a fully fake post, but I do think it's interesting. I also thought, like, if anyone was going to borrow a lot of English words, that it would be French Canadian, and I'm very confused that the French Canadian one seems like more French and
yeah.
more a different language
because they
the
actually
one.
Yeah, they actually, like, go through the work of, like, making these words.
But I think
so
also,
balado is the word for podcast, which comes from baladeur, which is what they called Walkmans.
Oh.
And then so it's called a balado diffusion, which is like a Walkman broadcast.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I also, like, I mean, I have heard that like people that live in Quebec, like, speak a lot of, like, Franglish or whatever, so mm-hmm. they like switch between English and French a lot. So it's interesting that their French
is Frencher.
More different than English,
yeah.
but they also, like, speak in English a
well,
lot.
Well, I think
more,
it
so.
Makes sense. Like, they have to, like, define themselves against English. Like, if they allow their French Canadian French to just become half English words, then it's like, what are we even doing here? Let's just speak English.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, and yeah, maximum respect. I appreciate Maze de Souffle. That made me laugh. But anyway, here are the Sheepdogs. Handle My Biz. This is a brand new track.
I keep hustling just to handle my biz. I got to work real hard till I find what it is. I'm chasing paper and I hate myself. I got to search inside till I'm someone else. A simple question, well, I want to know. Geez, I've been waiting and ready to go. I keep hustling just to handle my biz. I got to work real hard till I find what it is. Out of my mind and into my dream. I keep busting and I played myself. I got to search inside till I find what else. Just to handle my biz, I got to work real hard till I find what it is. Who can I find to carry me? Out of my mind and into my dream. I keep hustling just to handle my biz. I got to work real hard till I find what it is. And I hate myself. I got to search inside till I'm someone else.
Have you ever even seen a film? I know I have. And there's a couple of things to keep in mind if you are watching. A couple of things. On occasion there will be plot points. On occasion there'll be art.
Oh my.
On occasion there'll be long pretentious things to tell apart from real content. In the best of times and worst of times, that line is up to you. It's up to you. What's worth watching once enrolled in filming school? But everybody's got their litmus test. What's worth watching? What is best? And it's no different even once you're there.
Once I'm there,
don't enroll. I won't enroll. Filming school. Litmus test. Back and it said you're the best. Back and it said I'm the best. Cause we're worth watching. We're enrolled in filming school. We walked around that blank museum and cried our tears and held our hands. And we were each other's best friends. And we went down to town and said a million things are happening that are so and beautiful. Yes, you passed my litmus test. Yes, I swear that you're the best. No, you're the best. No, you're the best. You're the best. Watching. You're worth watching here.
Once I'm there,
don't enroll. I won't enroll.
Filming school.
On occasion there will be plot points. On occasion there'll be art.
Oh my.
On occasion there'll be it all, but that's all right for me and you and 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 me and you. On occasion there will be plot points. On occasion there will be art. On occasion there will be long pretentious things to tell apart from real content. How best to worth watching, what's worth stopping,
what's just boring,
don't enroll, don't enroll,
filming school,
what's just boring, don't enroll,
filming school,
what's just boring, don't enroll,
filming school,
what's just boring, don't enroll, filming school.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Filming School by Sidney Gish. Before that, we heard August Styx and Tom Varry with Old Messages. And right at the top, we heard The Sheepdogs with Handle My Biz.
We watched American Psycho.
We did.
Because it is scary season, of
it's,
course.
Yeah, labeled as a horror movie. I don't really consider it a horror movie,
se. Yeah, I mean, it was violent.
It's
but it
violent.
Was not, like, super suspenseful.
No.
I don't know. There were parts of... what is a horror movie?
It's like a thriller, I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't call it
like
a horror
like a violent
movie.
Thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like... What else are you going to call a horror movie if it's... Other than violent thrillers, I mean.
I suppose.
Just like, it's got a serial killer in it. It's a horror movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very good movie. We had never seen it before. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows that. It's like a famous good movie.
Christian Bale's very good.
Yeah, he is amazing.
It's very funny.
Also,
it's a very funny film.
Like, you forget, because Christian Bale always plays like crazy, weird-looking guys, that he's a handsome man.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know how many people have forgotten this.
Okay,
like
well, I've only seen him as like a middle-aged guy doing weird stuff, so I forgot. I've never even really seen the Batman movies that he's in. And also, when people are Batman, they're in like a full getup. You can't even see them. So
yeah,
yeah. He also like does the thing where he gains and loses weight a lot, so he always just looks kind of kooky,
true.
Crazy. But he's like ripped in this movie.
I know
that the point should not be Christian Bale's hot in this movie, but. I mean, that's kind of part of the plot.
That's totally, yeah.
So,
that's and, like, we watch it especially because There's this announcement. The guy, I think, is it the Challengers guy?
Yeah, the guy
is,
the
is remaking American Psycho.
Yeah.
And I posit that it should be like a, it should be like a Kamala Harris person in the lead role.
The guy is Luca Guadagnino.
Gotcha.
Yes, I am wondering what they're going to do to remake American Psycho. Because
if you're just going to make it with like a white guy again, then it's like we already have that movie.
Yeah, it's also not that old. So
yeah.
And it stands up extremely well. It's a great movie. We did, unfortunately, the beginning of American Psycho 2 started playing as soon as American Psycho
now that
ended.
Is quite a film.
So for those uninitiated, American Psycho 2, like, we literally didn't even get the chance to click away. It was here's another movie starting to play. It's a Mila Kunis movie from like 2002 that has like some of the worst ratings of any movie of all time. But it started and it does like a freeze frame like Disney movie. Like, bet you're wondering how I got here.
Yeah. Oh, my babysitter took me to her boyfriend's house, Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, and it was like a little girl, like, just being tortured by Patrick Bateman. And we were, like, literally doing like Disney voiceover dialogue.
Like record scratch.
It was actually insane. Apparently, it was a unrelated movie that they were going to make, just like a random horror movie starring a girl. And then they were like, American Psycho did well. Let's loosely change the beginning of this movie to be a sequel to American Psycho. And it's really unhinged. And we did have to turn it off after like 1 minute because I was like, there's no way my brain can handle this movie. But yeah, American Psycho, not much to say. Great movie.
Great movie. Willem Dafoe, folks.
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was really good. So is Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah.
I really like her. She's good in everything.
Yeah. I just like how, like, basically, by the end of it, like, Bateman is, like, doing everything he can to, like, make his life fall apart.
Yeah.
And just, like, reality refuses.
No, because, he has so much privilege. It's just, impossible for him.
Yeah, no, like, there's no way. Like, he just has to live this, like, blessed life forever. Like, that's his curse.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Man. What do we have up next?
Up next, we've got, crazy news. Kate Bush says that new music is on the way.
That's right.
Or she at least plans to have a new album out. She made a children's book about a little shrew.
That's cute.
Which the proceeds of which are going to help children affected by war. So that's nice of her. Thank you, Kate Bush. Make some new music, please. Here's Kate Bush, Babushka.
To fool him, she couldn't. Pushkin, Pushkin, Pushkin.